don't just go to a school because they won the conference championship last year. That's nice. That's great. But does it feel like home? Is it a place that you want to spend 4 years at? It's bigger than just accolades. Maybe you go to a school because you know you can put that school on the map. Maybe you go to that school because you walk on campus and you feel like you're in the right place. Do your research. Go to the place that lights you up.
Hey, I'm Ashley Agle. Some of you might know me as Ashley Burkhart, and I'm a former D1 and professional softball player who spent a few years coaching in the college game before deciding to put all of my focus into youth softball players and helping them make their dreams and their goals happen for them. It's our job to help them unleash their potential and become the athletes they've always dreamt of. I come from a small city in the Midwest and didn't let that stop me from making my goal of playing D1 softball a reality. No matter where you live, you have the tools to help you thrive, and I am hoping through this podcast to help you get there. On this podcast, you'll learn from Olympians, Hall of Fame coaches, and elite players what their journeys have been like, and you'll also learn from me and my family a bit of our journey through the game. I'm so excited to have you here, so whip out your notebook and let's learn how we can grow in this game together. Welcome to When the Cleats Come Off.
Hey, welcome to another episode of When the Cleats Come Off. This might be one of the shortest, most informal episodes I've ever recorded. I am currently sitting at my old professional teammate's house in her backyard in Phoenix, Arizona, recording this episode the day after the men's basketball national championship game. I'm exhausted. I've lost my voice a little. But hey, we're here. And if you watched, we did not win. Purdue University did not win the national championship. But we are so insane for coming here. And I just wanted to record this because, one, I want to remember how sweet it is to be a diehard Purdue fan. But I'm recording it because I think every person deserves to have a school, to have a university that lights you up as much as Purdue did for us. And if you didn't know, my husband, he's been on this podcast before. He was a golfer at Purdue. And obviously I played softball. And that's where we met. And, you know, ever since we graduated, ever since we got married, like, we are Purdue everything. Like, we eat, breathe, everything Purdue. And for a while, you know, this year felt kind of like crazy. From a men's basketball perspective, yes, we had Zach Edey, who's National Player of the Year 2 times. And this team just went on this crazy run. And last year at this time, or last week even at this time, we were not expecting to be in Arizona. We were literally just in Arizona a couple months ago. Why the heck are we back? And I was reflecting on this and I'm like, we are insane. A bunch of people we've talked to, they're like, what are you doing? Why are you going? Are you booking last minute flights and doing all these things last minute, which are not cheap, and going and supporting this team? And we literally wouldn't have wanted to be anywhere else. This is the longest we've gone away from our baby, who, shout out to my parents who are watching him this week, dropped him off, landed a last minute dog sitter, booked. So we ended up getting tickets, which was basically why we ended up booking this crazy trip. But when we got tickets, we're like, okay, we gotta pull the trigger on the flights. Like, we did all of these last minute things, woke up at 5 a.m., flew here literally yesterday, the day of the game. And we just love our university that much. And from like a time where, you know, people are bouncing teams all over the place, which, yes, there is a, I am not shaming anyone for transferring. We literally have a transfer on our team and our starting lineup. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But from a loyalty standpoint, Purdue Boilermakers, they got it. And we wouldn't be who we are without this insanely incredible university. And I'm not literally recording this to make you Purdue fans. Like, no, I think every person deserves to have a team that lights them up this much. Because Purdue, It holds some of our favorite memories. I remember beating number 4 ranked Michigan when I was a junior, and that was insanely awesome. It was on our Podunk field. This is the last year we were playing in this old stadium before we had our $13 million stadium built, which again, another core memory being on that inaugural team on that field. But like early mornings at Triple X, which is our favorite diner ever, before student athletes got free admission into all sports, we couldn't get into men's basketball or football, but my teammates and I used to literally, our locker room was in the downstairs of Mackey, and we would sneak our way up the stairs and go watch the games because there was no other way we can get in, and tickets for those games were so expensive and we were broke, whatever. But snuck into those games. Remember watching Robbie Hummel. I remember meeting Robbie Hummel for the first time. And this is literally where my husband and I met, was at this school. Like, our love for Purdue runs deep. And I know not everybody has these memories, but if you go to the school that excites you as much as this school did for us, it'd be a no-brainer to go watch your men's basketball team compete in the national championship. We were literally sitting in a sea of black because ironically that morning they told us, like, if you're coming and you're a Purdue fan, wear black, which is hard because I was planning on wearing a gold outfit, but that's another story for another day. But we would do anything for our school, just about anything. And we have no regrets going to this game. I know we didn't win, but that's not the point. We were so well represented on literally the other side of the country. And I think it's because it's more than just a basketball team. When you go to a school, go there because you love it and it feels like home. And no, did I think when I was a freshman walking on campus that I would be here at the national championship game in 2024 with my husband, who also went to Purdue? No, like, I didn't envision all of this. But I did truly believe I chose the right school because there was no place I would rather be than this place this week. Purdue is where I found the best version of myself. I was extremely shy in high school, didn't have a whole lot of friends because I hated drama, and it was just not, I did not enjoy high school. Purdue is where I found myself. I found my voice. I learned how to be a better leader. We had a John Wooden Leadership Institute where we learned the pillars of John Wooden. And if you don't know who John Wooden is, there are probably hundreds of books written on his leadership style. He was a Boilermaker, men's basketball team, ended up coaching at UCLA and winning multiple national titles, and is one of the greatest legends in college basketball. Learned from that institute how to be a better leader myself. I met some of my favorite people, some of my best friends that I ended up meeting at this tailgate yesterday, which has felt full circle and incredible. It's truly where I found the best version of myself. You deserve to find a place where you feel like you are the best version of yourself. Again, I'm not trying to make you a Purdue fan with this episode, but when you are considering a college or a university to either compete at or just go to, what feels like home? Because home this week, home yesterday, felt like Phoenix, Arizona, with all of my Purdue friends who I've never met before, but now I can call friends. The loyalty runs deep. And again, you deserve to find your version of Purdue. If you're an athlete looking to compete in a college, it's more than just the team. It's the university that you get to represent. I packed my student athlete Purdue like ring. They gave us rings when we graduated, and I packed my husband's too, but he didn't want to wear it. But I was like, this feels like the right time to wear this. No, it doesn't say conference champions or national champions on the ring, but it does say that I was a Purdue student athlete. And I remember when I got to wear that P on my chest, every single day I was proud to do it because I got to represent the best university in the nation. And I certainly believed that then, and I believe it now. I didn't go to win a national championship. I went there to, one, push myself and find a place where I could be challenged and thrive. I found that. Not every athlete gets to find that, which is why there's some jumping around. Don't just go to a school because it's your favorite coach in the world. That coach might leave. That coach might not be there. Don't just go to a school because they won the conference championship last year. That's nice. That's great. But does it feel like home? Is it a place that you want to spend 4 years at? It's bigger than just accolades. Maybe you go to a school because you know you can put that school on the map. Maybe you go to that school because you walk on campus and you feel like you're in the right place. Do your research. Go to the place that lights you up. Go to the place that, by the way, in no way, shape, or form were these the four easiest years of my life. They were actually some of the hardest years of my life. I was challenged physically and mentally on the field. I was beat up mentally at times. There were times where I didn't know if I wanted to keep playing softball, but it was the P on my chest, the athletics department, not just the softball program, that kept me there and kept me pushing. We lost our coach. After my sophomore year, my coach left. We had a brand new coach my junior year. Never once did I think about transferring because Purdue was home. I actually got to be in some meetings to hire a different coach, and that was a coach that I ended up thriving under. I got to find my voice. I got to represent Purdue University at the Big Ten level, which is actually how I met my husband, which is insane. I got to give a voice for Purdue student athletes at the Big Ten level and help change a bylaw. Do I do that at another school? Doubt it. I was challenged a ton here. And when I graduated, I looked at myself and said, Ash, how did you do that? That was hard. Those 6 a.m. workouts every day, even in season, those days where you didn't know if you wanted to keep throwing softball, man, it was worth it. And because of that experience, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it, I am a proud Purdue Boilermaker. And I am so proud of our men's basketball team. And I am so proud of Matt Painter. And I am so proud that our university represented. I bet we took up 80% of that stadium. Over 70,000 people in there. There were a lot of Boilermakers. And it felt like the right place to be. And I would have been so upset if we didn't go to this game, win, loss, or draw, which you don't have a draw in a national championship, but you get what I mean. There is nowhere else I would have rather been. So if you're thinking about a school, if you're thinking about a university to go to, whether you want to play in athletics or not, where's the school where when your team goes to any team, when your team goes to a national championship, where do you want to be? Do you want to be there? Would you go support them? That's the school I want to go to. I think I'm excited because we don't get this opportunity very often. The last time they played in a national championship was like a long time ago, over 40 years ago. I hope I did my math right, but it's been a while. We're not here often. UConn just won back-to-back national titles. There were barely any of them in the stands. I don't think I would have wanted to be a UConn fan at that game. They won. It's great. It's awesome. But like, I'm not okay losing. I hate losing, but like, I'm so proud that I was there and that I was representing that Purdue University at that game. Find your school that lights you up. You deserve to have this love for your university, softball or not. That's all I got today. But I am ever grateful to be a Purdue Boilermaker today. And I want you to find that school for you. So I'm going to have a little different sign off today. 3 of my favorite phrases. Boiler up, hammer down, and hail Purdue. See you next week.